Games in this podcast range from E to M. All right. Hey, it's Larry Herb, Xbox's Major Nelson. Welcome to the show. We're excited to have you. We're in studio. We've got Rebecca here. We've got Jeff there. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Usually you're in New York and Jeff is pied-à-terre in Seattle and I'm over here.
Pied-à-terre. We're off to a great start.
But we're excited to have you all here. I mean, normally we do the show pre-recorded and air it on Friday. We said, hey, you know what? Let's do one live on Wednesday. Rebecca, you had some business. You had to come out here for some meetings.
Yeah, it was halfway meetings and half I just wanted to see you guys.
You missed us. You missed us.
It's so much more fun to do it here than in my small apartment in New York. So.
Well, we agree.
Yes.
We agree. So it's great to have everybody here. But you're here. We've got a lot of stuff. In fact, if you're following us on Twitter, you probably noticed that we've got some giveaways. We've got some cool stuff sitting in front of Jeff. Tell us what we have sitting in front of us, because this is kind of ridiculous.
Oh, this old thing?
That old thing.
That old thing?
Not the controller.
Well, we're,
that is also an old thing.
Yeah. It's a special occasion, Rebecca, with you being here. And so it was really important that we share that special occasion with you, the audience. Yep. Thanks for joining us. And so we're going to be doing some giveaways today, some cool stuff coming later. But in honor of the fact that I beat Elden Ring. Yes, thank you.
Honestly.
Which
well
now
done.
Everyone has done. I was like weeks behind everybody else. But I also beat Melania, the toughest boss in the game.
Why is she the toughest boss without any spoilers?
It's not really
spoilers. Is it one of those where it's like health bar, oh, and then she comes back with a whole big health bar and a separate set of attacks.
This guy.
Okay, got it.
It's almost as if you've done this.
Yeah.
Do you see the sword? Do you see this?
I see that.
That is longer.
Hard to get maybe close to her. Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, the size of your character by scale is about that big. So
right.
You're here, you're like looking up and she can destroy you and did. Several times from F, double-digit times. And then we actually have footage somewhere. I don't know if we can roll it. I'll admit, I cheesed her.
How?
I used this
spell.
How did
you do this? All right, we have the footage here.
Yeah.
You recorded it. So tell us what we're seeing.
So we basically, there's a spell called the Blood Flies, or Swarm of Flies. And so basically, I had my Mimic tier drawing aggro, which you see getting its butt kicked, as I basically stood back and used ranged attacks.
Well, it's funny because I'm watching her health go up.
Yeah, no, it's well, when she does the attacks, they go. So
right, there we go.
I definitely cheesed her. What's funny is literally the day after I did this, they nerfed that attack.
They did?
What?
They did. So basically,
in before the nerf.
So this was this was not an honorable victory, but it was a victory.
It's a victory
all the same.
Nonetheless.
And so, anyway, in honor of that, I have the entire Super Deluxe Elden Ring Collector's Edition, which has this. And actually,
does it include the game?
It includes the game.
Look at that.
Actually, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Wait, well, look at this. Let's clear off the table here because Jeff has.
You should have brought your gloves for Jeff.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
Oh.
Rebecca, so funny you say that.
Are they clean? This is the first time anyone else has ever worn these gloves.
Wow.
Ooh, there's a good amount of elastic in
there. Yeah, there is. There's a little
stuff.
Bit of fit. There's a little
these
bit of
not. Everything's first class with you, Larry.
By the way, that was not set up. She had no idea I had
the gloves. I really didn't know. I thought they would have been left at home.
So there are many elements to this. And by the way, we're giving this away, which is the whole point. We're doing this. Really good, really cool art book here. And then underneath the art book.
But wait, there's
well,
more.
All the silica gel you can eat.
What do you do with those, by the way, when you have them?
You don't eat them, apparently.
No, it says don't.
So there's a steel book.
Yeah.
And then there is the actual disc.
Still wrapped in cellophane there.
Nice. Yeah,
this is unused. So all of this is going to be given away later on in the chat.
Yep.
And oh, wait, there is one other element
that
comes with this.
Look at this.
Actually.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
There we go. You are now.
I feel complete now.
An Elden Lord.
I feel complete.
Look, it even has room for the mic.
Yeah.
So it works out great. Rest of the show.
Doesn't hit
you're
the collar.
Set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this.
I
love this.
The gloves.
Yeah.
Never let me use them again.
Really right. Going on a power trip there.
You know, this reminds me, and I don't know if we have the footage, but have you been playing WWE 2K22?
Well. No, I haven't, Jeff, but or have I?
Well, I think a call went out
to
maybe if anyone wanted to put you, amazing character creator mode in WWE 2K22.
Well, we need to back up a little bit to explain. So a couple weeks ago, I can't remember.
It was Malik. Yeah, I was there.
You were there, but Jeff was on holiday. And Malik had joined us, who's on the team. And Malik had spent some time in the WWE character creators, Jeff just said, making me. And it was...
Initially, I only gave it an 8 out of 10. But actually, the more I saw it...
You watched it again. You played it back.
Yeah. And for, I don't know, just because I've seen so many friends make characters through, like, the NBA, 2K. Like yours was actually... It was pretty spot on. I would give it a 10 out of 10.
So during that show, we called out to the community and said, hey, see what we... Feel free. Have at it. Bring it. Let's go. So we have one here that Jeff, that we pulled up on Twitter. And I don't know if we've got the video, if we can play it.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, it's
I'm so excited.
It's very good. So,
you can kind of see it up there.
Is it rolling? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the intro. And it's all about the intro. He got the gloves.
Yeah, he got the gloves.
He actually got the gloves.
I don't know how he did it.
Wow.
I don't know how he did it. But
oh
I get on the
gosh,
I'm getting on
so
the turnbuckle
cute.
There, and I'm looking pretty good.
You're a spry gentleman.
By the way, right? I've got quite the upper body.
Nice build.
You've been working out. Like people don't know with the blazer what's going on under there, but I
did not skip pec day.
No.
So that's pretty well done.
So thanks so much to the community member who contributed that. I don't know if you've got their name handy. Larry,
I don't have their name handy, but I'll
look it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
Really great work and WWE 2K22. You can even make Larry.
I'm looking right now to see. I've got his Twitter name right now. His name is Michael at Real Mike Walsh on Twitter. He's the one that made that. So thank you for that, Mike. And it was really great though.
Throw him a follow, and great work on that.
Yeah, he seems like he did some good work. I'd love to see actually you, Jeff. I don't know what you would look like or
what
Rebecca.
What would my move be? You know, what would your finisher be?
Finisher? I don't know. I feel like mine would just be getting angry and storming off. Like I would just
to
give
me,
up.
to me, Jeff's finisher would be like dumping hot coffee on somebody.
Oh, that's a good one.
I could see that. That's a nice one. That's
Whereas
nice
you,
one.
I feel you would take a mic and right, would, just, that would be your steel chair.
Just kind of go through them. Yeah. That would be my thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got our eye on the Twitch chat. If you're watching this on Twitter, head over to twitch.tv/Xbox. We've got the chat up here. I've got a little bit of Twitter open, so I'm kind of watching it all over the place. So it's, but it's great to have everybody in studio. We're going to try to do more of these in studio, and it's all dependent on, Rebecca, when you're back here. What we may do, I'll give you a little clue, a little bit of inside baseball. We're trying to figure out how, when Rebecca's not here, that we could put you on this big screen right here.
That would be nice.
So you would be coming in on a very, very 1984-esque.
Well, I guess hologram technology isn't really there yet, right?
So. Anyway, it's great to see everybody. We've got a little bit of news. We got a special guest coming on later on.
We do. What have you been playing? Either of you been playing anything?
Well, I finished. The new Halo series or Halo season starts next week or the week after. I think it's next week.
It's next week.
And I finished my Tenrai. So I've got them all 10 ride out, so I feel pretty good about that.
Nice.
So that's the full samurai armor and all the accoutrements.
Yeah. In fact, my I wish I could bring it up, but I don't have a clip of it. My character was pretty good. I'm just gonna say that. I've done nice coloring on him, and his coating looks good, but it's fun. I mean, Big T Battle, we go in there. It's a nice quick let's get a couple games for like 20 minutes in the evening, and then I can kind of go back to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have a game that you go to real quick when you want to just scratch an itch?
No, it's more like I kind of always default back to my Minecraft house.
Sure.
If I'm like on the couch, I'm bored and I'm like, okay, I just want to do something for like 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, but I've been having a lot of home improvement problems. So it's been...
Like what?
I keep like having a really grand vision for my house and like carving all the way into the countryside, like wanting to do something really picturesque, really grand. And then
so
I
your skills
my mind.
Are not up to your vision.
No, I only get like 20% of the way done with the house, and then I start over from scratch. But
okay,
aside from that, I don't know. I have so many games on Game Pass. I kind of keep like starting them, trying them out, getting a feel, and then moving on to the next one. So.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. I was also playing. You asked me what I was playing, Jeff. I doing that one. Then what was the game we were just watching on the stream right before this? The one with the tax evasion one.
Oh, it's Turnip Boy commits tax evasion.
I played that, and it's on Game Pass, and you have to try it out, because if you were watching the stream earlier, right before we started here on Xbox, they were playing it. It's kind of zany.
Tell us about, have you played it?
I've played about 20 minutes of it. It's just, it gets dark quickly, we'll just say that.
Enough to commit at least some light tax evasion.
Yes.
Maybe you didn't, like, deduct things properly.
You were aggressive, but not illegal.
Yes.
So the enemy is like a master auditor or something.
Exactly. Press X to loophole.
Exactly. Anyway, check it out. It's on Xbox Game Pass, which you probably should.
What have you been playing
lately? Yeah, what about you, Jeff?
So actually, there was another Game Pass game that came out this week that I've been getting into. And that is Research and Destroy. And I think we do have some footage of this one.
And, so clever these days.
it's a game, and what hooked me is I read a description of it, and it was a turn-based strategy action game. And you don't see a lot of games that, like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. And so there are shades of XCOM to this game. There are shades of... I would say super hot in a way. There's shades of Valkyria Chronicles, which is one of my favorite games of all time. So basically what happens, and you're seeing some footage here, is it's post-apocalyptic times, and the supernatural have taken over the world. Ghosts and zombies and mummies. And three scientists are coming back to sort of like prove that they're not real, I guess. And so you control these three kind of like Scooby-Doo members of the team. And what happens is with each turn, you take control of each one of these three characters. They have 8 seconds. And in that 8 seconds, you can use that 8 seconds to like move around, to fire, to collect an item, to do an objective, something like that, or sometimes all of the above. And as soon as you like let go of the controller, it stops and the time stops. And so you're kind of figuring out, okay, I've got 3.5 seconds left. I could probably get 2 shots off and I could pick up this power up or something like that.
Yep.
And the different characters, as you can see, there's a ton of customization. And there's also, each one has a different weapon that they will use. So one can heal and hurt. One has like a rocket launcher. So it's very quickly after like the first map, I realized like I haven't played anything quite like this before.
Yeah.
Again, elements of XCOM, there's like you're taking over like a map of Europe, you're sort of liberating it, you're building universities to research the different, you know, mummies and different the different enemies.
Research and destroy.
There's elements that definitely felt right out of XCOM and elements that felt right out of Valkyria from that real-time action.
Somebody just mentioned, where is it? They just mentioned in Apex Assassin in the Twitch chat, it looks a little bit like Destroy All Humans. I love Destroy All Humans. Did you ever play that?
I actually never did. I know it was a classic in it, and they redid it.
I don't know why, but I love that game. I don't know if it was the campy 50s aliens are invading the world, but I don't know. I really enjoyed that. So
yeah, someone in the chat mentioned that it kind of looks like Lumen's Gate. I can't remember if that's exact. Lemnis Gate, I think that's the term.
Lemnis Gate.
And that is when I heard action strategy, like shooter, like that's also another thing. It's I wouldn't call it a genre, it's sort of a mashup of genres, and that one I'd want to say is like a first person. But yes, if that was a game that worked for you and that you found something to like out of it, I think this is worth your try. It's on Game Pass.
Right.
Give it a shot. I gave it an hour and I kept finding like, okay, actually I'm gonna do one more level.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one more level.
Right.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna be seeing this one through. So Research and Destroy came out this week. Give it a try and let us know what you think.
What else we have coming out? You got some stuff to talk about here, right?
Well, yeah. There's other games that are out this week. So 7 Days to Die is it's a long-running zombie survival sandbox RPG. That is now also
survival
on Game
sandbox
Pass.
RPG.
Look, it's all
sounds
about mashing together all these other things. Yeah, so that also has zombies, but completely different. That's out.
Here's a little bit of, I think we got a little bit of video of that right here.
Oh, yeah.
As I can tell by the ESRB.
Yeah.
So I know on PC this game's got a sort of a long-running life to this. Yes. And so, so it's from the first-person perspective. I actually have not played this yet, but I know it's got, you know, millions of players.
And this one's on Game Pass too, right?
And this is on Game Pass.
Yeah. Are you good
at crafting? Is it awful that this is, like, reminding me of Minecraft this whole time? Because it's like, get resources, build your defenses, you're fighting zombies.
Well, like, there's a good recipe there.
Yeah.
So they're just, they're kind of building on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, like, the idea of the resource gathering, scarcity, danger, and then defending, your barricading, and then going out, and that risk reward of going further.
Yeah.
I mean, that is quite a good formula.
Yeah.
You know, you forgot that we were talking about what we were playing. Before we get back to, I want to mention one more thing because we're all fans of MLB The Show. I was playing the Home Run Derby, which, did you ever play Home Run Derby when you were a kid? Well, it's just that there's a bat and you're trying to get as far as possible. I played Home Run Derby this is actually a true story. It was Thursday or Friday night, and Phil Spencer was on playing Elden Ring. So I sent him a party invite, and we're in a party. He's playing Elden Ring, which he's all into, and I was playing Home Run Derby in MLB The Show, and we were just talking about games and all this other stuff. But MLB The Show, we should play.
There's co-op this year, which is new.
Oh, there's co-op.
And
nice.
I think that would be really fun because...
it's on Game Pass.
Twice the errors, you know? You could throw a bad pitch, and then I could dive and miss the ball, and then you could, you know, take over the catcher, and then the ball could go past you. How many errors in one game?
I set it up where I was doing... I played a game in Fenway Park in Boston, which I spent a lot of time in. So there's nothing like the outfield bleachers at Fenway, I'll tell you that.
Have you sat it on top of the Green Monster?
I've not been on top of the Green Monster because those seats were put in after I left the East Coast, but I have spent some time in the bleachers, and there's nothing like that in the sun, being baked in the sun.
Nothing like it, Larry.
There's nothing like it.
Probably we're not wearing sunscreen.
Drop in the chat if you've been there.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're a little bit more news, and then we're going to have special guests coming in.
All right. So normally we record later in the week, and so stuff that happens later in the week, we're talking about it in the past tense, but it's Wednesday. It is 11:15 Pacific. And so this is not out now, but it's going to be out tomorrow, and that's Bugsnax.
Yes.
Mm. And this is a game that you might remember due to its Caro Caro Benito soundtrack. It had a very good band and a very catchy theme song. So
Can you hum a few licks for us?
No.
Yeah, I love that. I would love that. Yeah.
Sure. You really don't want that. I can promise you don't. I'm not on that
register. Here's it right here.
Yes. It's adorable. Go on.
I haven't played this one. I've seen this trailer before. It looks really cool. I don't know if it's more, I mean, it kind of reminds me of like Viva Pinata, but I don't think it is. And then I also really like Super Animal Royale, just like really cute games. Like, what's the, do you know, like the genre for this one?
It's a jungle. I think there's a lot of collecting. Yeah. It looks like open world platforming.
You're crafting, you're building, and you're killing. Oh, never mind.
That would be. You know, I mean, looks like there might be a little bit there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it looks adorable, and it's got the good soundtrack. So that is available on Xbox Game Pass tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So, I can imagine there would be such good like collectibles and like merch from this game too. And like, oh, this looks so cute.
In the chat, I'm an idiot. 19 says it's the genre is collecting.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice, actually. So it is maybe a little bit more like a graduated Viva Pinata then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We got a little bit more news here.
Yeah. Also coming is to Xbox Game Pass tomorrow, 29th, is Unsold. So
wait a minute. Tomorrow's the 29th? Where did
tomorrow's
April
28th.
Go?
Yes.
Where did April go?
Well, you wouldn't know it because it's still cold here.
Tomorrow's 28th, 29th, 28th.
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 It's okay.
This is good content here. Look at a calendar. So Unsold, which we're taking some footage here, is punishingly difficult but fair. Soul.
Sounds
difficult,
familiar.
Fair. I don't know. I might have heard of such a things before. So it's an action RPG.
Is it fair?
They say. The developers say that it's fair but difficult. Tough but fair. And then, so you'll
that's what my teacher
combos,
would tell me.
Counterattacks. Now, this is, I'm getting some like hyper light drifter vibes off of this.
Yeah, you are.
Like where you have like the sort of like really advanced 16-bit look, but like with effects that they could never have done on a Super NES or Sega Genesis. So, it looks good. Hyper Light Drifter was a heck of a game. So, Unsold. That will be also available on Xbox Game Pass. And if you like what you're seeing here, give it a shot.
All right. Next up.
All right. So coming soon. So last week we announced Sonic Origins, which is a remastered Sonic the Hedgehog experience with upgraded version.
I forgot the furry controllers.
I know. Oh, that was my one opportunity to touch them.
Yes. I wanted to send them back, and they said, no, keep them. I'm like, okay.
We literally...
They're like, we can't dry clean them.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They don't want them back. They don't want them back. So my daughter picked one up. She's like, what is this? I'm like, don't ask.
So this was announced last week. We didn't do a show, so worth calling out. Love to see Green Hill Zone.
Oh, I love Green Hill Zone.
And so it's remastering four titles, as you can see here.
Ring, 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 ring.
This is great.
Are you that guy that's got like the Sonic ring as your text message alert?
I don't think I do, but that you know.
Did you see the new Sonic movie?
I have not seen the movie.
Heard very good things.
Really?
Yeah, like that. They're both the last one and this one are like like legitimately
good that's fair.
Games,
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I was just talking to some people about video games turning into movies yesterday, and we're like, oh yeah, I recently watched Michael Fassbender's Assassin's Creed. Oh, not the best, but yeah, the Sonic one was mentioned as a good one.
I interviewed those everybody on that cast.
Oh,
it was it was a weird.
Okay.
Oh, it was a Comic-Con or something.
Funny
like
where you're going
yeah,
with
no,
that.
No, I actually flew out to New York for that. You know, what's funny is I have a connection to this kind of a connection to the Sonic series is that one of my good friends from Syracuse, mm-hmm. He does the voice of Dr. Eggman in the animated series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he is.
So you're good friends with Jim Carrey, is what you're saying?
No. His name is Mike Pollack.
One degree away from.
And
Jim
he actually
Carrey.
Does. He actually. Oh, I didn't realize he was in Viva Pinata. Mike, we got to talk about that. Anyway, Mike and I went to school together. He was always he had amazing voices, so I'm glad to see he's doing that. But he was bummed when he didn't get the motion picture.
Beat out by this no-name Jim Carrey. What are the odds? So coming up after this show, I'm looking at Josh. He's going to be playing, along with Kelly, Weekly Apex Legends.
Oh, yeah.
And
which you and I have not been into in forever.
Well, I mean, look, we can only have so much time.
Yeah.
Definitely been, you know. Elden Ring took up literally as a smoking crater. I did not play anything else for 2 months.
But now it's done.
So a new legend coming to Apex Legends.
Tell us.
And that is Newcastle, who is like a defensive sort of character. Like if Reinhardt from Overwatch was coming into Apex Legends. Is that roughly good? Yeah, we'll go with that. So uses the shield to defend squad mates. I'm always a support character. I'm a lifeline main. So,
yes,
you know, maybe another defensive character.
Imagine my disappointment when you said Newcastle. And out here in Seattle, we have a golf course named Newcastle that their ultimate does not involve a golf club.
See, I was a little upset that it did not involve a brown ale.
Okay.
But then again, we haven't confirmed that yet. Has the full kit been revealed for Newcastle yet? Probably not. Anything could happen.
These are stretches.
Yes. And also, you might have seen this coming to Call of Duty Warzone. There was a new teaser that both King Kong and Godzilla will also be coming to Warzone. What does that mean? We don't know. But when Operation Monarch comes out May 11th.
I like this. Call of Duty's gotten a lot less serious over the years. It's great.
Snoop Dogg recently added to the game. Also, I don't know if you saw Fortnite added like Wu-Tang merch. So
oh,
I had to buy that.
I saw that.
All right.
I mean, why not? Like, these are like the real, like, you have the MCU, but then like within games, they have like their own
right.
The Fortnite and Warzone right. Cinematic universe of IP.
God bless them. It's good stuff. Rocket League. Got some Rocket League news?
Oh, yeah. Looking like... Oh, Knockout Bash. So this is something we've been talking about. And I think we were doing some streams with that. So basically, it's a limited time mode.
I was just looking at the... Here we go.
Yeah. So it's a limited time mode. I want to say it's one-on-one. It's definitely different. There's... you can block.
It looks one-on-one here, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I was just talking about Rocket League the other day. I used to play this so often because...
You did?
Yeah, I used to play a lot of Rocket League, maybe like 4 years ago or something.
Right, because
it was like, you know, it was one of those games where like people who weren't gamers, so like a lot of my like girlfriends would be able to play
it
with like, you know.
You know,
it's easy to pick up and play it.
I have a skin and a flag in here. The Major Nelson flag, yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's
we'll
so cool.
Callback. I'll have to show that.
Still one of the most popular games on the platform.
Yeah.
So
what do people call it? Soccer, football, soccer, car soccer.
Car soccer, yeah.
Well, so anyway, that mode, as you saw, starts today.
Yep.
A couple of real quick hits. There's a new game plus mode now for Dying Light 2.
Yep.
Really the first big release of the year, Dying Light 2 Stay Human. Diablo 2 Resurrected.
Yep.
Added, so they added a patch update number 2.4.
I should get Rod on the show.
That would be great.
Right, Rod Ferguson is working on Diablo.
So, they're adding new content. The first balance changes in over a decade. And some new runes and some other stuff like that. And now through May 17th, Rainbow Six Siege has a Rengoku event with special weapons and a remodeled skyscraper map.
Wow.
Now you know.
A lot of news.
Yeah, a lot of news.
A lot of news this week. It's been a great week. We've got, we actually have some news from, well, it's not really last week, but we've talked about this on the show. We talked about some of the controllers that are now available, the spring collection.
Yes,
that's kind of why I'm wearing a lighter color.
Look at that.
Trying to be spring.
What would you call that?
It's great.
Pastel blue, sky blue,
Robin's egg blue.
Robin's egg blue.
Wow.
So We've got some controllers that we announced last week. Let's take a look at the trailer. We're going to come back, and we have a special guest to talk about. Spring Collection 2022. Scott Weeby's here.
I'm starving.
Good to see you. That's kind of hard to watch.
Scott from the hardware team. Good to see you. And you have them right over there.
I
don't know if we can take a look at them. If we can.
They're not cake, as we were discussing. They're not cake. They are.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about that for a little bit? How did you guys put them in the? I mean, I can't even imagine legalities of that.
I don't know. I believe there were some disclaimers there as well that said, don't do this with the controllers.
Don't do this with the controllers. there's actually, you've got someone to show off right here. These are now available.
Yes.
And these are from some of our third-party partners.
These are available for pre-order. This one's available now.
Okay. Show us what we got.
So let's start out here with the Power A. This is... Power A's controllers here. They have, like I said, there are five different colors. We wanted to do something. I'll take a step back for the spring collection. It's sort of like, there's a lot of black controllers, a lot of white controllers, a lot of things for everyone. And
primary colors.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Pamela Wong on my team had this idea that just said, let's take a look at what is underrepresented in the ecosystem of Xbox hardware. And she went to Twitter and sourced it, and we heard a lot of colors like this is what people want. And so we work with Power A on these, and they're based off their enhanced wired controller, which is one of my favorite controllers. It's got mappable buttons here on the back that you can use. Yep. Super comfortable.
So I want to point out that is a wired controller. It's a wired controller. You can see the port on the top there if you spin it around.
Just right there. Just right. Port in the front. Yeah. And love these. And obviously the designs are just gorgeous. We were fortunate to get a lot of wonderful feedback, and rightfully so. I mean, this one, the pink lemonade, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite, Rebecca?
Well, I'm kind of inclined toward the purple camo. Is it purple or blue?
Yes, it's purple camo.
When you were talking about how some of these colors are like underrepresented, I remember when the Design Lab first came out, I made my controller bright purple, and then anytime anyone ever came over, that was always the first one that, it's like, okay, we're going to play something. I was always like, it's my special controller, but sure, you can have it. So I love.
But look at that
now.
D-pad, by the way. It's got a nice little metallic bling going
nice
on there.
Nice finish. Good idea for my next manicure. So
I love it. We're thrilled with how these came out, and we're excited to do more of these in the future. Yeah. More collections.
It feels nice too. I've used the Elite, but haven't used one with like the buttons on the back.
Yeah, so. It's super easy. That button at the top there, you just press and hold that, and you can map buttons.
And I like that there's the like mic control.
Yeah, push it into mute
in the middle too.
And go side
to
side
for
volume.
So you don't have to get the big fat.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's really nice.
What is that thing called? Is that just we used to call it the puck?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Expansion port device.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. Like,
expansion
what,
port device.
What is the customer friendly name versus like what do we call it?
Right.
Hardware organization. Yeah. Like I don't know how to speak.
The digital
normal
analog
anymore.
Customer port. Yeah, whatever.
Here's the puck under the hamburger butt. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Starting back, always will be. Anyway, exactly. What else we got?
Yeah. So we also worked with 8-bit Dough on this controller.
Those guys.
This
like
pink
one.
Controller is so cool. This one also available for pre-order. By the way, these are $37.99, so an amazing deal on these. This is $44.99. This also has, remappable buttons on the back, but also has different profiles that you can go through and swap to your different profiles
if you've
got
it set up. This is actually, I love 8-bit Dough stuff because I've got a lot of stuff, a lot of their, old Sega type controllers.
Yep.
But this one, not only does it have the buttons on the back, but here's, it's got
quick release.
The breakaway. Well, you call it quick release. I call it breakaway. Because we had this on the original Xbox.
I don't speak normal.
we had this on the original Xbox, and it saved many accidents in my...
many consoles.
Absolutely.
Back in those days, you had the 20, the 200-pound CRT, and you didn't want that thing coming down. That would be embarrassing. But this is really... What's the star button for?
The star button is how you remap everything at the top. And then you have, so this is your sort of remappable thing here. There's also a way to adjust the stick sensitivity on this and the trigger sensitivity. So they've got an app that goes along with it that's really cool. So lots of customization that can be done on this.
And is there Bluetooth on that or is that just wired?
This is just wired. Wired, but we do have a Bluetooth controller with them too. It's the SN30 Pro.
That's the one. And I know this is last minute. I don't think we can pull up a picture of it. But it looks like a SNES controller.
Yeah, exactly.
It's black. Exactly. You look at it and you're like, this is the Xbox controller. This is a SNES controller. You're kind of like, cock your head a little bit and go, what is that? So I don't know if you do a search for it online.
It's great for smaller hands.
Yeah. It's absolutely great for that. It's great for on the go. Like that's a controller that I was playing Celeste with a bunch when that was out, just because it's, you know, it's basically like a 2D side scroller, very punishing game. We were talking about fair but punishing games before. Celeste would be one of those.
Right.
And it's great for streaming. It's a Bluetooth controller, so I take that on the go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. So you're tell us a little bit about what you do on the hardware team, because you kind of deal with a lot of our third-party partners.
Yeah, so at Design for Xbox, we have 40-plus different partners that sit across a number of different categories. We have controllers like this. We also do headsets, both wired and wireless, wheels, flight sticks, fight sticks, storage. We're in so many different categories. Charging is huge for us. Right. And then, you know, stands and all sorts of other stuff, too, which is really cool. We try and, like, fill the gaps in the Xbox accessories experience. So if there's something that you know is a need of the community that they aren't seeing, like we listen to that feedback and then we go and work with these companies to bring those products to market so that everyone can support their gaming experience the way that they want to.
And if you look on the boxes there, you can kind of see that little badge that you put on the, and what does that mean?
So
a lot of folks ask me on Twitter, like, okay, that's cool. What does it mean? Did you make it? Did you not? Yeah. What does it mean?
Well, if you see this, I know about it. our program basically, like, we have a board that sits and reviews every concept that comes through, and we say, is this suitable for Xbox? Do we have any concerns around it from, you know, a safety standpoint? Is it going to be great from a usability standpoint? Is it going to work great on the platform? And then once we get through that, we're aiding the partners in development. We have technical specs that say, hey, how do you build accessories for the platform? And then beyond that, we have a validation process to ensure that just what you're buying is a step above. And there's some things that, you know, you can't use. Like, you can't buy a controller that's not designed for Xbox because there's security associated with it.
Right.
But other things like charging and storage, there's a level of validation that we go through to just ensure that it's working perfectly every time right out of the box that is worthy of the Xbox brand.
Right. And we're actually going to give a couple of these away in the chat. So if you're watching this on Twitter or over on Twitch, just go over to the Twitch chat and check it out, and we'll put in, I believe it's exclamation controller. We're going to pick some random folks to give those away.
Nice.
Courtesy of you and your team.
Hey, I love it. And we got one more here.
Yeah, what is this?
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
OtterBox Easy Grip Power Shell. So, by the way, all of these exist in our program already with the standard colors. These were just like cool variations that we did to do something new.
Right.
I love this collection. One so much. Exactly. Spring rejuvenation.
Right.
Right. This one is so cool. These grips are actually swappable out here too, so you can put different grips on the side of them.
Yep.
But this purple and sparkle is really cool. You know, we did all the product shots in white. And you really can't see the sparkle as well on white.
Right.
And so in blue, it kind of is like this really cool starry silver that's on top of it. But this is for the Series X and S controllers, so make sure you have, you know, one of those.
Yeah, can you square it up to the camera if you would, and you can kind of take a look at it. There you go.
Yeah.
So it gives them, what, extra ruggedness and
extra
protection?
Ruggedness. Again, if you're playing one of those, you know, punishing but fair games, you might have trouble with your controller making its way to the wall or something. You'll be protected here.
And that just snaps on there, right?
It just snaps on, yeah. And
that's
so
awesome.
I have this. First of all, too, you should all feel, you know, the ergonomics on it. It definitely feels very natural, and just if you have bigger hands and you feel like the Xbox controller the way it is, like you wish it was, maybe you were a fan of the Duke, right?
Right.
like you might want to try that out just for ergonomics too. And so it protects it.
It's like a little extra, you know, have to. I also feel like with this grip, when I go to throw my controller after Godric, you know, takes me down for like the 20th time, I'm really going to get extra distance.
You really are. Yeah, for sure.
Carnage brought something up in the chat. It says the glitter won't get all over your hands.
Oh, well, that's
absolutely true. Yeah. But if
is that usually a problem? I don't know.
But if I brought the treats and the cookies, it would have been all over by now.
Right.
A mouse.
It's nice. You know, it's interesting. Like when you were holding it, I thought it looked really kind of like jelly almost, but it's actually pretty firm. Like it feels more like a phone case for a controller kind of.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Which is, you know, OtterBox's primary business, right? And so we were so excited to work with them because they're such obviously a great company and they make amazing products. And this thing is just rock solid.
Yeah.
I've had one of those on my controller in my backpack forever and nothing has ever happened.
We got a question. Do these work on the Xbox One controller as well as the Series controllers?
These specifically are built for the Series X and S controllers.
So the answer is no.
Okay. Yes.
Slightly
different industrial design.
Because people may not, or you know, we certainly talked about it when Xbox Series X and S launched. Is the controller, was it 33% smaller?
I think it's just 3%.
3%, okay. I knew there was a 3, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's a little, the controller's a little bit smaller because your hardware team did some research that many more people could, X number more people could hold it and it was more comfortable.
Yeah, and that had impacts across, you know, the way that we do things now. If you buy a charging solution now, it'll ship with two different battery doors, one to fit, you know, your last generation controller and one to fit the new generation. And that's, again, that's a design for Xbox thing. We're thinking about those things and making sure that it's going to be great no matter what you have.
But controllers and headsets are what people think when they think about the design. You also do monitors.
Yeah,
You guys sent me one, and I've been using it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I use one too. Gaming monitors is a new business for us. Like, it's a gaming monitors. It's tricky. The whole experience. You know, we're kind of in a bubble. I think a little bit when it's just like, oh, you just, you know, you play Xbox and you have these amazing displays and you know how to light up HDR10 and VRR and all that.
Right.
So to be able to have design for Xbox monitors where all that stuff is just clearly indicated on a compatibility bar right on the front.
Right.
That when you plug in your Xbox, it's like, oh, there's an Xbox. All these features are already on and it looks amazing. Refresh rate, all that stuff. So we're excited about those partnerships. I use the Philips Momentum monitor. That's a great partnership they have. We also work with Asus and Acer and some other ones too. So I see Momentum over there actually.
There's a lot of work that your team does as you said, validating, which is just making sure that when people get home and unbox it, that it just everything kind of works much better.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, because it can be the Wild West, especially in the monitor and display space. Like, it's challenging. I mean, you have to go online and figure out like which settings to change and sometimes like that. And so there's also work that we do as part of Design for Xbox. It's like not, you know, our licensing business where we're working with other TV manufacturers just to make sure that the experience of, you know, opening and unboxing an X or an S and plugging it into a TV, like, it's a great experience to set up through them, even if you don't have a licensed monitor. It's just using an LG or a Samsung or whatever.
Right. Well, what's on the horizon for you guys? You guys are working on stuff. You're thinking of holiday right now, right?
We're thinking about holiday. So
we don't have anything to announce, but
a lot to be announced in the coming months. You know, naturally there's some beats coming that we'll align to, and so we're excited. But you know, definitely a lot happening in the audio space this year, which will be fun. You'll see some things continue to happen with Flight as we continue to build out the ecosystem for Flight 6, which will be very exciting. Those are.
And I wonder, you guys have with the Flight Sticks. Have you used the Flight Stick, Jeff or Rebecca?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing because you've got the range of, and unfortunately we don't have photos here, but you've got kind of the affordable ones all the way to the ultra luxe versions, right?
Yes. And there are Flight Sticks. It's like, do you spend your time flying around a little Cessna or do you want to like literally fly a Boeing commercial aircraft, you know?
Right.
Like Thrustmaster makes a Boeing yoke that's like they've got a partnership with them and, you know, ran through our program. It's got the full quadrant that goes alongside of it and stuff. It's pretty cool for the enthusiasts. Like, that community is so passionate, and that's one other thing that's so fun about Design for Xbox is being able to work with the community and like understand exactly what they're looking for and then work with our partners to make sure it's reflected in the products they ship.
Right. And what's the best way that people can give feedback to your team on like, hey, this is what we want for the next collection of colors? Yeah.
Well, we hear it on Twitter. We definitely hear it on Twitter. But I know personally, myself and other members of my team, we read the Xbox subreddit quite a bit and see topics that come up there.
Is that our Xbox One, that one?
Yeah, read that one. And then there's a number of other ones too. And I always go through the comment sections whenever I see one of our partner products announced on an Xbox Wire post or anything like that and see what people are saying and see what the concerns are because, you know, I think in hardware development, sometimes you can, again, be a little bit siloed and think that something is maybe not as important. And then when you actually reach out and you understand what the community is talking about, you go, oh, maybe we've missed something here. I mean, that's kind of the whole genesis of this program too, right? Is that you do things a certain way for a long time and you go, maybe there's something that we're not thinking about. So let's do this. We'll have more. We've got a roadmap of 3 or 4 more of these collections to come, and more than just colors. We're thinking about other things that the community has really come to us and said, this is important to us. We wish you would do more.
And that's something that, you know, Phil has always said is we putting gamers at the center. And that's what we do. You know, we in everything we design, and we're listening to, as you said, on Reddit and Twitter and all the places that gamers are so that you can help us and Scott and his team and everybody else make the product better.
Sure. Yeah. Even YouTube comments.
Really? Okay.
The last time I read those, they were like, why doesn't this guy shave his beard?
Yeah.
He's on
that was
camera.
Rebecca's mom.
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. This side of the, you know.
Yeah. Trying to get Larry to grow the beard. So, telling you, it would really make your wrestling character look much tougher.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah, like a full, full beard.
I want to keep the focus on my pecs.
On that build.
Yeah. I would too. So these are available now?
These are open for pre-order right now. They ship in the middle of May, so that's the 8-bit Do and the Power A. And then the Otterbox is available now. They're all at Microsoft stores.
Yeah. Awesome. Right on, man.
Yeah.
Scott, it's always good to have you on. Can you have me on again sometime? Also, absolutely. I want a quick little call out. You host a podcast.
Ah, yes, I do.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, if you like baseball and three people who sort of know a little bit about it, but also go off tangent quite a bit, it's called Dome and Bedlam. It's a Seattle Mariners podcast for the local folk industry.
Did you play? Have you played RBI?
No, I haven't, but I've been playing the show.
Or MLB, MLB.
Just,
I'm
just sitting
MLB,
back here and just dying over all the show talk. I've been so hooked on Diamond Dynasty, just going deep into it this year. Deep.
Yeah, it's a problem. Like I said, I mean, maybe we should have you on and play sometime.
I would love to
do that.
Yeah.
It's on Game Pass. So.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us.
We've got some time left.
We got about 15 minutes left. We're going to play.
Yes.
Do you want to hang out with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you mind? Yeah.
Sounds good.
We're going to play a little bit of Minecraft, which is a product you work on.
Minecraft Dungeons.
We're going to play Minecraft Dungeons. We're not going to see Rebecca's poorly constructed home.
No one wants to see that right now. It's at this point, it's basically just a really big hole. And then I kind of have like these big holes in my world and I give up on that one and I move on. And
we call it negative space.
Negative space. All right. That's great.
When I play creative mode with my daughter, I'm basically like the general contractor. She's like, build a wall. It's 25 long.
And then she'll come back later.
So
tell us a little bit about Minecraft Dungeons, Rebecca, for those folks that aren't familiar with the game.
So Minecraft Dungeons initially came out, I think, just shy of 2 years ago. But the game was just a fraction back then of what it is now. So if you tried it out at launch, you need to jump back in. There have been, I think, somewhere between 6 to 8 DLCs that have came out, but we also recently in the last year moved to a seasonal model, so now there's new seasons with really free updates and big content. The second season just came out last week, which is called Luminous Night.
That's what we're going to look at here.
Yes. One thing I should mention, the first season came with, I don't know what you're doing.
Just controller's dead.
Just let me know when I need to pay attention to the game again. The first season came out and it included a tower mode, which we were talking about what that would be called, if it's like endless or if it's horde.
But describe what it is.
Yeah, so it's essentially, it's a tower. And at the first level, you enter without any items. You lose all of your like armor, your level, and then you defeat all the monsters on that level, and then you start to gain some items, gain some health, and then it progressively gets harder and harder, but you get more items and gear as you go along. Oh, right. Sorry. Am I this one now?
There were not fresh batteries in these controllers. You got some?
Yeah.
By the way, we tested all of this before we started the stream, and that's what happened.
Yeah. So the tower gets harder as you go on. But that's why it's a really fun mode for someone who, either hasn't played this game before, isn't a super experienced gamer. You don't have to worry about, one person's difficulty kind of wavering the experience for someone else.
Let's jump in.
Okay.
Let's see it.
I'm P1 now.
You are P1.
All right. So what we're looking at here is the camp in Minecraft Dungeons. And then if you go over here to Mission Select, it's the map. So this is the map for Minecraft Dungeons. For those of you who haven't played, these are all the different levels. It starts out, I think it starts either at Soggy Swamp or Squid. I think Squid Coast is the first one. So you need to defeat that first level in order to go and play the tower, just because it's really kind of the tutorial level. You kind of learn the basics around how to move, all of these things. And then from there, as you continue to play, you can unlock more and more levels, get more gear.
And there's tons of areas now. Where you look at the top, you've got the island realm. There's so many levels.
Have you played this, Scott?
This is not even the entire map.
I have. This is new to me. I think I fall into that group. I was obsessed with it when it came out, and then I made my way through it. But so much new content.
You're in the tower now. This is Rebecca playing. Rebecca works on the Minecraft product.
She's using the daggers. That's
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Oh, you don't have anything equipped.
I know.
Wow, look at that health go down.
Yeah. This is
sorry, brutal. I'm not doing very well.
Because you start at level 1, you have like nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is challenging.
Okay, this is not going well.
Exit.
No, she's got it.
Yes.
Have some faith, Larry.
Look at that.
Okay, I'm a little out of practice.
Good recovery.
Back against the wall.
So one of the features with Luminous Knight is, just the tower looks different now. So the tower has this kind of, now that it's calm, I'm going to walk around.
Yeah.
The tower has this kind of like luminescent accents to it. It's a little bit spookier, a little bit darker. God, I can only imagine what's waiting for me on the second floor, though. How about Jeff gives the tower a shot? Maybe it'll go a little bit better.
I don't know about that.
Here you go.
Oh wow.
Now, well, I'm going to die because I saw what was ahead. All right. So you start with nothing.
You start with nothing. You have arrows, a bow and arrow, and then you also have, okay, I think, a dagger.
It looks like I've got a bigger weapon, which will hopefully be helpful. Oh, you've already cleaned the first level. Easy. It was a breeze.
Wow.
Level one. Couldn't be easier.
GG.
So I got some rewards for completing the first level, so you can equip some better things instead of just starting out with
So I can get better health.
So this just keeps going.
Yes. And with the second season, there's also the adventure pass. So if you can get different like emotes and content, like you can get a pet. The pet and these things like won't follow you to the tower, obviously,
because
you start as square one. But the pets are really cute. So one of them in particular that we just introduced is called the Wildfire.
And what is that?
It doesn't have an animal that resembles it in real life, but it kind of looks like a triangle with a head. But the point I wanted to make, though, is that, you know, the Minecraft team does a broadcast every year called Minecraft Live. It's in the fall. It's where we share, you know, what's coming up with the franchise for Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons. One of the things we do during that broadcast is we introduce three new mobs.
To vote.
Right. And then during the show, we let the community vote. And then at the end, the winner will get implemented into the game within the next couple of years. But there are always, you know, two losing votes.
Right. Two non-winning.
Yeah.
We don't lose. We win.
Two non-winners. and we try not to let those go to waste because, I mean, the team spends a lot of time, you know, thinking about what kind of utility these could add. And so
the voting is really about priority.
A little bit, yeah. So the cool thing is, because the voting is for a mob that will come into the main game, Minecraft itself.
Sure.
But so we found ways to bring it into like other aspects of like Mojang Studios products. So like with this one, you know, we are repurposing the Wildfire to be an enemy in Minecraft Dungeons.
Makes sense.
But it's kind of a cool nod to the community. Like, hey, we didn't forget about this one.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look over there. We found a home for it.
Yeah, basically.
Jeff's doing a great job. You're watching Minecraft Dungeons. Tune in with the Xbox podcast. But excited to see everybody this week. We've got a...
I actually realized, I think that this is around the time I joined the podcast last year.
Oh, has it been a year?
It's been a year already.
Well,
yeah.
Yay, congratulations.
Wait, what's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
What's going on here?
Someone signed us up. All right, nice effort.
Wow.
Oh, we're signed into somebody else, I think, what happened.
But anyway, you've been on the podcast for a year, and are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I feel like I had a lot of, like, technical difficulties and just kind of getting comfortable like talking and all of these things to kind of get used to, but overall it's been a really nice year.
It's been great having you.
I've gotten to know you guys a lot better, and it's given me an excuse to play more games,
and we get real-time feedback from your mom.
I know. I think she's watching live at home, so hi mom.
Okay. Hi mom. Hi mom.
I got some great feedback on my nose ring this week from her. So
You notice that?
Yeah, I got my nose pierced.
I noticed.
Mom loves it.
Moms do. They tend to love those things.
But it's been a really nice year of podcasting with you guys. So thanks for having me on the show. And it's nice to be here in person with you.
They've got some nice notes in the chat as well. So thank you for that. Minecraft Dungeons now available on Xbox Game Pass. We talked about Game Pass today. We talked about all those amazing controllers that Scott brought by. Scott, we've had you on the show a couple times already, so it's...
Yeah.
You know, people love hardware.
Yeah, I think this is 4 or 5, maybe.
Right, that's right. Because we had you on before COVID in the old studio. That's right. I totally forgot about that. We're going to have to wrap it up in just a minute. So we should probably, if you guys want to... Do we have the winner? Oh, Touch My Dog. Apparently,
Touch My Dog.
Touch My Dog.
Excuse me?
Did you pick that?
What?
Don't touch anyone else's dog.
Touch My Dog. Congratulations. We're going to get this... amazing. Jeff, would you autograph it or should you autograph
it? I should not. Okay. You should leave it alone.
It will actually go down in value if Jeff autographs it.
That's exactly how it works. It will never have been more worthless. But the fact that I did beat Melania is a stain on really everybody.
It's like, well, I'm watching you now. I'm like, did you really beat Melania? Because I'm seeing you on floor one. And...
Wow. Well,
I have no room to talk.
The betrayal is real.
I'll let you all kind of battle that one out. But I want to just remind folks, if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to like and subscribe. You know the standard drill there. Spotify, love having you over there on Spotify. You know, it's interesting. We've been on Spotify with video for about 6 months now, probably about 5 months. Mm. They now have a Spotify podcasts on video for everybody. You should get your podcast on video.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants to see me.
You're here. As long as you show up with controllers, everything's fine.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. We'll do a crossover episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scott, thank you for joining us. It's always great to see you. Jeff, thanks for coming in. Rebecca, welcome back to the West Coast for now. You're headed back to New York.
A couple more days.
So floor one cleared.
That's good. This is going to be my new meeting game.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm not really tuned in because... usually there's so much in the main game, and I do love the main game. There's a ton of exploration, and you kind of have to think a lot. But this, it's just clearing out relatively small areas. I really like it.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the support in the chat, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.